Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anastasia in Sydney with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane City Council has announced plans to allocate $5.6 million into a new health and wellness program in the upcoming budget release. The Council's new Move Well Brisbane campaign sought to boost free and low-cost healthy activities across the city as a part of its Active and Healthy program. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner said the program will add nutritional and cooking classes to build on existing fitness activities like Pilates and yoga. The Council will partner with Nutrition Australia Queensland to provide these cooking experiences. The organisation's chief executive, Kirsty Elliott, hoped that the classes could help with the cost of living by teaching people how to cook meals by themselves and expand their cooking repertoire. The Council's 2026-2027 budget will be released on Wednesday, and Schrinner said that it will have a big focus on relieving the cost of living crisis in Brisbane. More in local news, data from the Department of Transport and Main Roads has revealed the distribution of electric vehicles, or EVs, across Brisbane. There has been a major uptick in interest in EVs in Brisbane, largely due to their generous tax breaks and the surge in gas prices from the Iran war. But a large proportion of ownership isn't personal, as 48% of all EVs in Queensland are registered to businesses in the Brisbane CBD. Outside of skewed areas, the larger proportion of EVs was found to be in the car-reliant suburb of Rochdale. The data also illustrates the wealth divide in the city, marking Upper Brookfield, Figtree Pocket, Pullen Vale, Barden, Kenmore Hills and Chapel Hill as keen adopters of EVs. Associate Professor Gavin Northey, consumer and marketing lecturer at Griffith University, agrees, stating that research directly links income, education and socioeconomic status with the EV adoption, and that such an outcome was expected.
In national news, over 500 regional Victorian firefighters have turned out for a protest against the state government's increased levy on emergency services and volunteer funds. Protesters demanded for the controversial fund that was introduced last year and placed onto all property owners to be recalled and repealed. During the rally, the controversial slogan "Ditch the Witch," directed at Victorian Premier Jacinda Allan, was played over loudspeakers. David Brennan, a CFA volunteer who was among the protest, voiced the frustration of the rally, saying, "We go and put our lives on the line to go and fight for our neighbors, and now the government goes and taxes us." The bills for local farms and businesses have increased from $8,000 to $35,000 in the last year due to the levy. In more national news, young Australians are struggling to secure rentals in an already competitive market. Secure employment and glowing references are no longer enough. In order to stand out, young people are offering to pay rent up front, paying for services to check and strengthen their applications, paying for others to attend inspections on behalf of them, and living more than an hour's drive from their workplace. Sunshine Coast buying agent Tim Thompson says young people often do not stand a chance. As landlords favored families with stable incomes, he says, quote, "People are showing up for the inspection with their folders of paperwork and quite literally have two or three page Word documents that they've typed up about themselves," end quote. For some young Queenslanders, the inability to find rental means homelessness. The executive director of the Queensland Youth Housing Coalition says specialist youth homelessness services in the state were inundated with young people trying to find somewhere to live.
In international news, according to Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, a US-Iran ceasefire is now in place. Both sides have declared the immediate and permanent termination of military operations on all fronts, including in Lebanon, Mr. Sharif said in posts on X. The official signing ceremony will be in Switzerland on June 19th, Sharif says. US President Donald Trump took to Truth Social, confirming that the ceasefire agreement is complete. Additionally, Trump says he authorized removal of US naval blockade from the Strait of Hormuz. State media reports that Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister, Kazim Gharibabadi, confirmed that the deal with the US has been finalized. Additionally, he said negotiations for a final deal will be held during a 60-day period after verifying that the US implemented its commitments under the deal.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 18 degrees with expected maximum of 22. There is a fire danger of moderate conditions, and the UV index is predicted to reach 1, which is in the low band. That's all for your 9 a.m. news. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.